KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boy's urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Hello, good morning, we're here, it's good to be here, hopefully you're doing great, we had a great holiday, yada yada yada, what else? You're supposed to say after a nice little holiday. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
How you living?
Yeah.
You look good.
All right.
Thanks. You look thinner. You look rested. No, seriously, I can tell.
Yeah.
It's in
whatever.
Your face.
Very depressed.
Oh, God. All right, good.
Extremely depressed.
Oh, no. Nothing's changed.
Just because I have to come back.
Oh, is that why?
There's no other reason.
Great.
I got used to having like a life, you know?
Did you?
Dude, I was driving around one time and it was like, I don't know, 8:30 at night and it was dark out.
What are you doing?
There was like headlights and taillights and I was like, I'm outside. Like, this is great. I'm a human again. It was like I've been in like a cave for 3.5 years and then all of a sudden like they let me out.
It's the closest you've come to... being released from prison yet again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like I was standing there with my trash bag on my arm waiting for my dad again.
You know, I understand. Yeah. I do.
I'm impressed that you didn't shave the stash.
No way, dude.
Good.
Still
it looks pretty good.
Yeah?
You look like you shop at the Dallas Buyers Club, but you look good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Still rocking the stash.
Dude, you remember the guy that... There's a movie. I got to find it. That looks pretty close to this. And it's not really that bad. It's actually a compliment to you, which is...
No, it's not.
Horrible.
This mustache does not compliment me.
There's a guy that played Mickey Mantle. Do you know what I'm talking about? In that 61 movie?
I never saw that.
Oh, there's a movie where he's in where he's got a stash and that same coat on. I got to find it. But it looks insane.
I wanted this coat for a long time.
He's actually finally got it. He's actually a really good looking guy.
Mateo's giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. You want to do a news?
What are we? Three minutes into the show?
Yeah.
I'm already getting made fun of for my mustache.
Dude, the guy's a good looking guy.
You can powder coat it all you want.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah.
Said I shop at the Dallas Buyers Club.
That one was not a compliment. No, that's not a compliment at all.
It's not.
You look like you met Jared Leto in a bar in that movie.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You want to do a Solaire news?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, I don't even know. I never know where we put the sound.
Yeah.
Give me like 2 seconds.
It used to be on page one of the top right, but you might have moved it.
I definitely have moved it.
Oh. Yeah, it was over there.
I can find it. Hold
that's
on.
That's all right.
Here, look at this.
It's only 10 days.
I got it. You ready?
No, it's actually 8 days. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire News.
Well, lots of football yesterday, obviously. We had the Packers lost, finally. Or, I mean, I'm sorry. 49ers. I meant misspoke. 49ers finally lost. They lost to the Ravens. On a field goal late in the game. That was a pretty close game. Patriots lost to the Texans. Texans came out dressed as a SWAT team before the game, like their defensive linebackers or whatever.
What?
And it was so weird. It was almost like WWE or something. They're dressed up like it's weird.
It's getting
if
ridiculous.
They had lost, it would have been meme central, but they won. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. Raiders got destroyed by the Chiefs. The Eagles lost to the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Worst team in football.
Ooh.
Just, I don't understand what's happened, dude. Beyond anything at this point, whatever. You know the funny thing is? If the Eagles went out, they're in the playoffs. They win the division.
You're a talentless loser, and I'm not supporting you anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
If they're 5-7, I think, right now. If they went out, because they play the Cowboys in between then.
Yeah.
The Cowboys lost as well. If they went out, they win the division at 9-7.
Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
A horrible division. Let's see what else.
Speaking of horrible divisions, let's get to the AFC North there.
Well, I was in it already.
Well, the Browns.
Oh, the Steelers.
The season's over. Yeah. The Steelers' third-string quarterback.
Steelers' third-string quarterback, who, by the way, did not start a fight with anybody in this game.
That's correct.
He beat the Browns. Dude, yeah. I don't even know why they picked up Beckham. He doesn't do anything. He looks very uncomfortable.
Well, we need a good quarterback.
Mayfield looks very uncomfortable in the pocket. Yeah.
So bad. He's throwing everything behind. Anyway, season's over and we lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, that's gross.
Burn. Oof.
I don't think they're mathematically eliminated, but yeah.
No, they're done, dude.
And then tonight you got the Vikings, Seahawks. We'll see what happens there. Let me see. I don't remember the guy's picks now.
I don't remember. I feel like he lost.
I'd have to look him up, though.
We'd have to look. It's been 2 weeks, so.
So there's that. Yeah, it's been a while. Also, I wanted to get this in. Did you watch The Irishman?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
That came out over the break.
I need 3 hours. Three and a half hours.
No. You need 3 hours and 50 minutes.
50?
Yes.
I need 4 hours?
I think it's almost 4 hours.
Yeah, dude, I wanted to watch it. My wife wants to watch it.
Yeah.
We both look at each other and we're like, I don't know when I'm going to... I don't want to watch it in parts. I don't want
to
be that
guy. It's been hit or miss with everybody that I've talked to.
I would love to watch
it. Huge miss for me.
No.
Like, it's like, are you kidding me?
No.
Bro, minutes of the movie, if you're not laughing, then you're not a Scorsese. If you're not like, what the hell? There's a scene 5 minutes in where I'm like, oh, no. Like, what is this? Like, it's not even really a spoiler because it happens so soon in the movie.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it, okay. But I'll just say this. A little too old, De Niro. Time to stop. Guys.
Is it one of these fights where they have to cut a million different angles?
And the Pesci's and the Pesci's and the...
Sure.
You know, that's enough's enough, guys. Pacino. You know?
You're saying there is retirement age in acting.
Yeah, when your kids are 55 years old and get a discount at Denny's, time to get out of the... Now, if you want to be in a movie, fine. But the tough guy stuff, no.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're going to laugh. Oh, my God. It's so funny. And it's weird because I talk to people that didn't notice and they're like, yeah, it was my best, probably the best Scorsese movie I've seen. I'm like, okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah. No. And another thing, it's totally TV. I don't know how to explain it, but I'd be like, if I went to go watch that in a movie theater, I'd be mad.
Really?
This looks like television.
Hmm.
You know, like you watch, I don't know, Daredevil, right? And people are like, oh, that's a great show. But if you went to the movies and saw that, you'd be like, oh, it looks like a TV show. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's fair.
It's kind of like the MCU would be Goodfellas, and this is like, you know, made for television, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised Sally Field wasn't in it or something. It was just, I don't know. Whatever. You might like it, though.
All right. Well, I'm going to watch it, regardless of your thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, I wish I could give more.
Well, it's fine. It's
a little soon.
Yeah.
But like another week or two, I'm going full.
Yeah, I'll try to find some time in between there. It's just the fact it takes me a minute, but it takes me like 3 days to watch that movie. Yeah. I can find like an hour at a time.
Dude, have you seen the movie Going in Style when the old man rob a bank?
No.
Oh, well, that's pretty much the same thing.
Is that where they...
No, they don't rob a bank. But the way they walk around, like, okay, they have it. I'm going to tell you a little bit.
I know they do the young face technology.
Okay, they do this young face technology, which, okay, it's laughable. But, and then two, their bodies aren't young faced. So, like, when they're walking around, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They got like a bad hip.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they grunt as they walk up a curb.
Yeah, exactly. I'm watching Stanley beat up a union boss. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Joe Pesci, how'd you like filming the movie?
I am
exactly
tired.
Exactly.
Oh, penis.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, good to know.
I sent their money by Tuesday. Yeah, it's like.
You got a young face.
Yeah.
Old man voice.
Yeah. And then, dude, there's a part. This isn't a spoiler. I don't care. It's a spoiler, whatever. There's a part of the dialogue where Joe Pesci's like, yeah, tell the kid. And he's talking about Robert De Niro. He looks like he's 84 years old. Like the kid. When I was in my 40s, and he looks like he's 77 years old.
Yeah, sure.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. You owe me money. You said Thursday. I told you the juice was 12%. Don't make me hit you with my walker.
Oh, God, that's disappointing.
Really, you know what, though? I've seen other people who I respect their opinions of movies, and I could not believe it. They're like, oh, it's the best one I've ever seen. So you might love it. No, I don't think so.
You're just saying it's not cinema. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
you're throwing it right
something.
Back at him.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of, there's more CGI in this movie than there is in an MCU movie.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, this guy's... The budget went way overboard.
Yeah, exactly. All this right. seems Iron Man's real face.
Hey, exactly. They had to redo Joe Pesci's face like he's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell De Niro's face like the third cut.
Oh, man. Oh, that's sad. All right, I'll have to watch it.
Oh, man. Al Pacino as Hoffa.
You're laughable. Wow, laughable.
Well, it's just the way they make him look. Like, if you know what Jimmy Hoffa looks like, you're like, yeah. What is this, dude? Like, you serious? Whatever.
Whatever. All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for the news. I don't know what happened.
I thought that was news or anything.
Here's some football. Here's
some football. And
here's my opinion on a movie.
CGI.
Ah, that's fun. Well, I appreciate it. Izzy is not in today. I don't think she's coming in.
No,
I think
she's
off the whole day. She... is going to be out today, but she'll be here tomorrow, hopefully. So get a hold of us. It should be a fun show. 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message 69187. We are going to be going over the drunk line. We got to check in with Greg. What happened? You had a whole week off.
I did.
I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah. And then I had basically a whole week off. I just worked last Monday. That was it. So
nice.
It was a nice little break, much needed break. So
definitely too little.
We'll check in. Yeah, you know what I told myself? I'm going to take more vacation. I'm going to take enough. I got a bunch of it piled up. I wait till the end of the year every year. Yeah. And it's just like by this time
I feel like
of year,
I rushed my vacation into a point where I wasn't really ready to take. I didn't plan anything. And then it was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to take breaks throughout the year, man. Because it, whew, you know?
Yeah, man. I think I need like a year break, I think.
You need...
I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I got into comedy, so I don't have to have a job, so I don't have to wake up whenever I want.
Yeah, no, opposite
and now
of this.
All of a sudden I'm in a job. Like, mm-hmm. What am I doing?
Yeah, that's what happens. If you were just less talented,
yeah,
your life would be easier. Think about that. If you were less talented.
I could have sucked just a little bit more.
Yep, if you were just a little bit worse as a comic.
Well.
You'd be having a lot more sleep right now.
I don't know if you can get much worse as a comedy career right now.
I don't know, man. Your hot take on the MCU, the CGI.
That's right.
Versus
you need anybody
Irishman.
Anybody to talk about. You need a TED Talk on the Irishman? Call me up.
Should be a fun show. Get a hold of us. 876-3692. And we'll hit you with Shinedown on the way back.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I like sticking my fingers in those.
Comp 92.3. The Rock Station. In the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
So I worked last Monday and that was about it. And then I had plans. I was going to go to LA for Thanksgiving. However, you know what it is? It's this mustache, dude. I think it's a bad omen. Ever since I've grown this mustache, I've been sick. My family's been sick. My children have been sick. It's just been like nonstop.
Well, I think it's just the salmonella, whatever, just hangs out in your stash.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I think it's true.
It's like those man buns.
It's like a dirty stash.
That's what it is.
October 19th is when I started growing
this
mustache.
It's like a man bun for your mouth.
Dude, I'm going to have to shave it because I was I'm shaving it tomorrow. It's gone.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
You can't shave it?
I'm shaving my mustache.
Oh,
it's
no.
awful. It's awful. So, we had plans to go to L.A., and my daughter got croup. Now, my daughter's five months old.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I know. Croup is like laryngitis for kids, like babies.
All right.
So, it lives in her voice box.
Was she touring?
So, it sounds like, it sounds like Barry White when she coughs, nice. You know? It's awful. So it started getting really bad. Like, and you know, babies only breathe through their nose. They don't breathe through their mouth. So once they get congested, they can't breathe. Yeah.
I never knew
up
that.
Until like 6 months, I think, they start breathing through their mouth. Huh. So, and once they get congested, they can't breathe. So my daughter started getting what they would determine as respiratory distress. So, exactly.
Too much of anything is not good for your baby.
That's what my daughter sounded like. But, crying.
I don't know about that.
Anyway.
Been a time we love.
So we took her to the doctor. She started, and they were like, oh, no, she's got respiratory distress. She can't breathe. She has low oxygen in her blood and the whole thing.
What?
So I'm staying up all night. Yeah. Dude, it's terrifying.
It's like me.
Yeah, you got low. It's like, right, my 5-month-old has, you know,
sleep
COPD
apnea.
And sleep yeah. apnea or whatever.
She has popcorn lung like Uncle Greg.
So I'm like up all night.
Yeah.
And I'm like worried about it. And I'm like looking at her stomach because they, you know, they breathe. And if you could see their rib cage, their stomach, their respiratory distress, sure. and the whole thing. So I'm like freaking out. Take her to the doctor. They give her steroids.
Nice.
Open up her airways.
Oh, so now
bit.
She's buff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then they're like, she should be good. Worst night ever the next night. I'm like, oh my God, this is awful. Take her to the doctor the next day. They give her a second round of steroids. This time, they give her epinephrine, which is like speed.
Nice, dude.
To regulate her heart rate.
She's basically a 70s baseball player at this point. She's on greenies and roids.
It's true. It's true. So she's like, you know, she's like inhaling speed. She's getting yeah. roided up.
That's awesome.
They regulated her out, though. It's good. And then she's got, you know, this what they call a barking cough is what it is. So she's like coughing everywhere. It's highly contagious.
Nice.
So we don't end up going to California for Thanksgiving. Because my cousins were going to be there. My one cousin, he's got a newborn, like just born like, you know, 3 days ago or whatever. Who's going to bring? I'm like, I don't want to get the newborn sick, and let's just, so we stay here. So we had no Thanksgiving plans because our plans were to go there and eat and stay there for a few days.
You should have come over.
So then I turn to my wife. I'm like, well, we got to go out to eat. Let's go out to eat. There's a place to go out to eat here. So we go out. She sends me a list of, you know, online. They said all these places have Thanksgiving dinner. We go to this place called La Cave. Not La Cave. La Cave.
Where is this?
It's in the Wynn. And I chose.
Of course.
Yeah, I chose it because it was a moderately expensive dinner. And I didn't want like a cheap dinner and it to be bad. I wanted, okay, if I pay a little bit more, I'm going to get a good Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. It was delicious. However, they sold it as a 4-course Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm like, boom. All right. 4 courses, $45 a person.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, right? That's what I thought. Okay, not bad. 4 courses. We go in there, sit down, no problem. First course comes out. It's butternut squash soup, and I love butternut squash soup. It's a good soup.
What the hell is
That's it? Fine. Why are you so angry about it?
I just don't know what it is.
It's butternut squash that they puree into a soup.
All right.
It's got like nutmeg in it and cream. Ooh, it's delightful. They brought it out in an espresso cup, and it was half filled.
With what?
Butternut squash soup.
Oh, you mean it was just
the soup was in an espresso cup. I'm like, this isn't a course. This is a teaspoon of soup. This doesn't count as one. That's one. That's first course. Second course, salad. Sorry, salad's not a course. Salad?
Yeah.
What? Thanksgiving salad? I'm not writing home about the salad, bro. Third course, main entree. Okay, got it.
Let me guess.
Dude, turkey stuffing. Sweet potatoes and cranberry sauce. That's what it is. Now, that's a great thing. However, the sweet potatoes, I'm not kidding. They put a marshmallow on top of the sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
It covered the sweet potatoes.
Like one marshmallow?
Dude, it was a silver dollar. Yes, one marshmallow that they slice like, you know, like a morning sausage patty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They put it down. It wasn't even a full marshmallow. They put it down. It covered the sweet potatoes.
Yeah, well, you're paying for the billboard out in front of the casino.
Dude, the turkey, pieces of turkey, I'm not kidding. They were the size of a baby hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was 3 pieces, and underneath was the stuffing. So they covered, yes, dude.
Dude, it sounds like those old airplane meals you used to get.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. Dude, the plate that they brought was like a plate that they served toast on at like a breakfast joint. Like, that's how big this thing is. I'm like, why are you kidding me right now?
It's like your coffee cup comes out on a plate And it's like, that's your plate?
It was like it was like a tea saucer. I'm like, what? Four course? Bro, I was still hungry.
What'd you tell them?
That was their meal. I didn't tell them anything.
I know, but were you like, hey, this is ridiculous? Or
no,
I would have.
Really? You would argue? No, dude. I was
I would have said something. I would have made them mad. I would have laughed. I would be like, really, dude? This is like, you know.
Nah, it's not their fault. I went to a fancy restaurant.
Not their fault.
Well, it's there. That's the way they serve food there.
Yeah.
It's like one of these gourmet ones that they serve, like, you know.
I don't play that.
Three shrimp and, you know what I mean? And they spread the sauce with a spoon. You know, apparently I chose. I'm like, damn it. So then I was like, all right, I'll take some mashed potatoes. Got the mashed potatoes. Came after my meal. So I'm just eating mashed potatoes by myself. Oh, man. So then I ordered French fries. I'm like just ordering random things because I'm still hungry.
That's ridiculous.
Awful. Awful. I was like, oh, man.
It's like $4 a fry.
Not the place's fault. It's not La Cobb's fault.
Totally their fault.
You think so?
Yeah, you pretentious douchebags. It's your fault.
Oh, man.
Guy pays $50 to take his wife out for a nice meal. You give him this nothing?
Yes. Dude, it was my wife and my children, obviously. Yeah. And my son ate butter noodles, and then we got the fries for him because he was still hungry after he ate his meal.
Yeah, of course.
And so how much do you think it was for, it was myself, my wife and myself.
Did you order a drinks?
I ordered a beer. I got one beer.
And your wife ordered?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just water.
And your kids ate off the kids menu, or no?
There's no kids menu.
Okay, so there's no kids menu.
So, yeah.
And you were ordering stuff on the side. You ordered French fries.
Fries and mashed potatoes on the side.
So that's another 20 at least. All right, so we got...
With tip, what do you think it was?
Right, we walked out of there. I'm going to say three times 45, 130, but another 30. I'll say 180.
Close. $169.
Yeah.
$169, and I was still hungry after
that's
that.
That's insane.
I was like, oh my God. Dude, I was like not furious, but like dumbfounded. No. I was like, what just happened?
That's ridiculous.
What happened? Unreal. Now, look, again, it's the strip. I already know it's the strip. I already know the prices. I already got it.
That's
$45
not an
a person. I should come out of there full, though, bro.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, I'd be on bail right now.
That was awful. So it was an awful Thanksgiving. It was an awful week off, basically, because I got zero sleep. My kids have been sick.
Wow.
My wife has been sick. I've been sick. I'm just sick of being sick. So
I had a very similar yet
gross
opposite week.
Similar yet opposite. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to your week here coming up here in a little bit. But that was my Thanksgiving. It was bad, and that sucks because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It's a holiday centered around food, and I like to eat. And
they all? Well, not, I mean, yeah, I guess Christmas. I mean,
Halloween, the only thing about Thanksgiving is just eat and enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Like, that to me is a holiday, and it's great.
It was great.
And it was ruined. Second holiday in a row, second Thanksgiving in a row, that sucked.
Thanks a lot, Barry White.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks a lot. Five-month-old daughter who got sick. It's all your fault.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
That's how Ebola gets transferred.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
Six o'clock Monday. Hopefully you had a hell of a vacation. At least a couple days off, right? Thanksgiving. I know Wednesday's like the biggest bar night, right? Bar, go out, whatever. Day before Thanksgiving.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I don't really understand it. But
hopefully it impacted the drunk line. Let's check this thing out.
BS drunk line.
Hey, Sparkles. Heard you got a stash. Don't cut it off just yet. And after Thanksgiving, I'll let the extra gravy off the stash. Oh, yeah.
To play the next
nice.
Sounds like a fan.
That's a nice thing to hear on a Monday morning. That's great.
Yeah. And you still have it, so.
This man wants to lick my mustache.
I think he wants to do other things to your mustache.
Press 1.
Hey, finally up and back and running. I love it. Thank you so much. Whoever the f*** the Frosted, whatever the satellite, whatever the goddamn radio, you know what? Thank you so much. I can finally listen to this f*** on my bus and pace, and I can f*** on my face, and then I gotta take a s***
to play the next
match. All right, Hobo Jeff is back in action. You always know when Hobo Jeff doesn't have a home.
Yeah.
Because he calls in.
Yeah, a lot more often.
On the drunk line.
When he's living with some like old lady, he doesn't call as much.
Exactly, yeah. When he's mooching off of the geriatric
when he's
community.
Trying to separate her crotch and telling us stories about how dry it was at the remote. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks thanks for visiting us on location, Hobo Jeff.
He's like, you got a shoehorn and some lube.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right.
God, Jesus, Greg.
To play the next message, press 1.
Oh, yeah, I just busted.
To play the next message.
It's becoming the grossest drunk line of all time.
Press 1.
Hey, so I'm so drunk, but I'm just calling in to say that my might be hairier than Spark's mustache, but you know what? He's trying to grow it. Just like, let it be, okay? It'll get there eventually.
To play the next match.
Okay, so her hoo-ha is hairier than my face?
Yeah, we need pics or it didn't happen.
I don't need picks. Craig's like, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
He doesn't care at all. I do. No thanks.
To play the next message, press 1.
I'm so excited. I'm going to do my first drunk line call. Don't tell Mickey or Donald. They might get jealous. I got one thing to say, so here we go. Sparks is a douchebag. Toodaloo, bitches.
To play the next...
Well done.
Message. That's 1.
Hey, Lizzie. I really want to date you, man, but I don't know about you. I'm so drunk off my ass. Thank you.
To play the next message.
It actually sounds perfect.
What the hell? Oh, my God. I got to hear that again. Yeah. This is the first drunk line we've replayed. I love it. He calls her Lizzie, right? It's my favorite.
Play the next message. Press 1.
Hey, Lizzie. I really want to date you, man, but I don't know about you. I'm so drunk off my ass. Thank you.
To play the next message.
I think I know who that is. You know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
No, bro. That sounds like someone.
No, I don't think it is.
No?
No. That person's called before, and it was a real person. Yeah.
Press 1.
What's up, all you good-looking motherfuckers? They're listening to BS in the goddamn morning. You got the beautiful Izzy over there that likes to climb rocks. I bet she climbed something else. Old mother Greg goddamn kicked the door jam.
Oh, God.
And then over in this corner, yeah, I wonder if that Macaulay Culkin looking ass Russian weightlifting mother shaved his goddamn mustache or not. Only time will tell. Tally-ho, you goofy bastards.
Play the next time.
Dude, this mustache is getting a lot of play on this drunk line, man.
Press 1.
This drunk line. Shouldn't even be called that. Turn into some nonsense. Some clown always calling in every day. Going home every day. Should be called the skit line by now. I'm actually drunk right now. And I ain't winning. I want some muffins. But Moonshine's always eating my muffins.
To play the next message, press 1.
Izzy! Izzy! Look at it. Look at it. I wake up in the middle of the night with nightmares. Hearing, look at it. It's not a beef burger. It's a taco.
Look at it.
Nice.
BS drunk line.
Well done.
Yeah.
I do hear that look at it a lot.
Look at it. Look at it.
Oh, God. All right.
By the way, that girl with the hairy beef, if you want to send it in, that's fine. No problems.
All right. Thank you, Greg, for using this as Radio Tinder. Appreciate it.
Well, not really. I just want to look at it. She talked about it. I didn't start it.
Okay.
I just want proof, evidence.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so it's a fact-finding mission.
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. It's a dragnet. It's, yeah. This is for research purposes only. Oh, I see. Okay.
Just the crack, ma'am.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Let's just say I've been doing a little research with Kama Sutra.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the morning.
Oh, is it like 10 days off or something like that for you?
I guess so, yeah. Nine?
A long time.
Not enough. Break.
Not enough. Yeah, I know. It's like when, oh man, it's already over.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it was already over.
So what happened, dude?
Well, I went to, you know, I go out to the desert a lot.
Yeah, you don't just go out to the desert.
I explore, yeah.
You wander aimlessly around.
I like to go somewhere where it's almost dangerous.
Almost? Like, definitely dangerous.
There's no communication. We don't know where we are, that kind of stuff.
You go to the place where it's like only the audacity of man would go here on a whim just to have fun.
It's like one of those shows where they just drop you off.
Right, yeah,
exactly. It's like Naked and Afraid, except for luckily I was wearing a shirt. But anyways, we went to... I went down to Death Valley, but here's the thing. Last time I went to Death Valley, I told you the story about the bats and everything.
It was at nighttime.
It was at night. And so every time I go down there, it winds up being night. It's like, oh, I'm going to go earlier. Then it winds up being night. I never see anything.
Yeah.
So this time, left at 4 a.m. to go down there to watch the sun come up in Death Valley.
Jesus, dude.
Over the sand dunes. So I'm in the California desert.
What is this? Is this a rom-com?
At dawn.
What is going on here?
Yeah. I was in Death Valley at dawn. Brought the dog out there.
Oh wow!
And now there's so many things to do in Death Valley.
The sun come up over the dunes.
Yeah, it's great. It was awesome. It was like one of those movies where you're on Tatooine or something, you know?
Right.
If there was like seven suns came up or whatever, it would have been better.
Tatooine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So as soon as we get there, man, we go to the sand. There's so many things to do there, by the way. If you've ever been to Death Valley, there's like...
I want to go. It's on my list.
There's a sand dune area. There's a salt flat area. There's all this other stuff. You know, there's this one part called Artistic Drive, and it takes you through this little mountain where like all the mountains, because of the different sediment stuff underneath where it used to be a lake, kind of like Red Rock here.
Sure.
There's always, but they have like, there's bright green, there's blue.
I've seen pictures
purple,
of that.
Purple, red.
Awesome.
It's like Red Rock if it was a bunch of different colors on top of that, dude.
It's crazy.
Really cool. And then we went to the sand dunes, man. The dog, dog loved it.
Time of his life.
I let him off the leash. You're not supposed to. If the FBI wants to arrest me when they come, you know, whatever, that's fine. But the dog was running around million miles an hour, dude. Like up and down these, some of these sand dunes are 100 feet high. That's like how big the,
jeez.
You know, dog just bam, going back and forth, whatever, like a rocket, dude, all over the place. Loved it, man. Loved it. Sand dunes, all that stuff. And then I found something out. When it gets in, I have to go back in the summer, because if you go in the summertime and it's above 120 on the ground, the sand dunes make this crazy noise. It's like, whoa. Like, you know, the band?
Yeah.
It's like, it makes that noise, the sand dunes all
what?
There. Yeah. It's like a weird phenomenon that happens inside the dune for some reason. Some kind of sound wave.
The dunes make noise.
Yeah, like a low bass noise for like all day. And I want to go back
and
hear it.
Is this real?
It's real. Look it up. For real, dude. There's also a lake underneath Death Valley. If you didn't know that, there's like a opening. You go, you jump in, you can go snorkeling underneath the valley. There's like a water.
What?
Yep.
That's the wrong song. Hold on. I'll get it up.
There's the salt flats, all that stuff. So anyways, did that. That was really fun. I'm glad I got to go do that when it was like daytime for once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too hot.
No, it was not too hot at all. It was actually really cold. It's a little too cold. But once it got to about 65 in the middle of the day, 70, it was all right.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah, here you go.
It's a great band, by the way, The Who. This is Death Valley Dunes.
That's
Dune.
What it sounds like, yeah.
Now we just want to listen to The Who.
Yeah. Dog's running.
Doing zoomies. I'm trying to get to the part. I'm fast forward here.
Yeah. There you go. Death Valley sounds like in the summer.
Sounds like Mongolian bikers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So then I come back, and now everything gets screwed up.
Oh, no.
I had plans, right? So first of all, my mom is like, hey, this year, so I don't have to cook. Because, you know, she's had knee surgery. She's getting older, all that stuff. She's like, ah, that way we can go to like a restaurant, like what you did,
yeah.
instead of
having, really well.
Having Thanksgiving, you know, at the thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, no, that's stupid. Why do that, you know? And she's like, well, it's hard for me to do this. I was like, I'll do it. Just tell me what to do. I'll come over and I'll do whatever.
Dude, you have no idea how much work that is.
Well, I don't want to go to a restaurant. What are we, you know?
No, I get it.
Spark
no, it's
family.
Like un-American. Like,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it, dude.
So I was like, no. So we planned this all out, dude. I went and bought a turkey, all the fixings, all
wow.
this stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it all ready to go.
Yeah.
Went shopping with my mom on Monday to get all the stuff, to get ready.
That's like $165
there we
worth
go.
Of stuff. Yeah.
Got it stuff, brought it to her house, whatever. Wednesday comes, Wednesday night, she has to go to the hospital.
No.
Yes. Now, I wound up not being super serious. She's okay.
Yeah.
But she went to the hospital, so then she's like, oh. I can't do this tomorrow now, you know, at the house. I'll be, you know, I'm not going to be, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll be in the hospital in the morning. So then she's in the hospital in the morning. I'm like, ugh.
I'm so Thanksgiving more. She's in
Thanksgiving.
The hospital. Oh, my God.
So now I'm the guy going to find a place to go eat Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, this is brutal.
Suck, dude.
Oh, God.
After I already bought all this food for Thanksgiving. So then I go to like, I think I went to the Suncoast or one of those things.
Okay. Yeah. How's that?
It's actually good.
Okay, good. Okay. Like, hey, man.
Stuffing out, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, now I got to get all this stuffing because I love stuffing.
I love stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
Dude, I went over to Capriotti's.
Yes.
You know they have the stuffing they put in the Bobby?
Yeah.
I bought it by itself, the stuffing.
They sell it by itself?
Stuff it by itself in large tubs for $8. I got two of them.
Oh, dude, I got to go pick some of them out.
Dude. So finally my mom gets better, right? And she gets out.
Yeah.
Friday, she goes back to the hospital again.
What?
Yes. So then, and it's like something with her kid. Again, it wasn't serious, but it was like, you know.
Oh, God.
So then Saturday, finally, we do the thing. We do the Easter, or whatever the hell it is. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm bringing over. I bring over the Capriotti's stuffing.
Did you put it in a different dish to make it look like you made it?
Well, I put it in this turkey.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You put it. Was the turkey cooked?
Not yet.
You put cooked stuffing in a raw turkey.
Yeah, but it made it like crispier. You know
yeah, sure.
It was good. And then, so then I'm putting that in there. No, then I'm putting that in there. My dad's like, what about your mom's stuff? I was like, I bought this stuffing. He's like, yeah, but I want the other. So yeah. I had to make a whole other stuffing.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own preference of stuffing.
Oh, dude, stuffing is, yeah. I like my mom's stuffing.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Wait, I think it's my month. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, dude. So then I had to make like 9 stuffings. I'm putting these things in and out of the thing. I'm sitting on the edge of the couch. My mom's dog hates my guts, dude. She has this dog.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was for 30 minutes. I went into the couch waiting for this thing to cook. Dog's staring at me on the end of the couch, just staring at me. Like he hates my, she hates my guts. Tried to bite me like 2 times.
Really?
Yeah.
You think she smells your dog on?
No, she's just a dumb punk ass bitch. Hate that dog. My parents bought a dog. They told them that it had special needs and they bought the dog anyway.
That's fine.
No,
some dogs
not.
Need love, bro.
That dog sucks.
That dog just needs some love.
Dude, I love animals. Dog's a bitch.
Literally.
No, yeah. I hate that dog. Anyway, so I went over there. We wound up eating the food. Everything wound up being all right. It was good food.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Brought leftovers home. Ate that.
Ah, oh, see? I missed leftovers.
Yeah.
Oh,
I watched the Eagles lose to the worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became horribly, horribly sad last night knowing that I had to. The vacation was over. And now I am here.
Get over it, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have that bad of a gig.
No, I know.
You sit here and you get to bitch about your stuffing
problem. No. Again, yeah. It's not that my gig sucks. It's that I hate having a gig.
You're the only guy during the recession that was like, yes,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's how I got into comedy. I got laid off and I went to an open mic. I swear to God. That's what happened.
You're the only guy who, during a recession, finds a better life.
That's exactly
everybody else is sitting there miserable,
yeah.
Scraping by. Craig's like, I found out who I am.
It's like the opposite of Cinderella Man.
Yeah. Like Cinderella.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Hey, I'm just wondering, can I be friends with you guys? Can I drop by the studio right now and get lunch?
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
you down? Let us help you tell them to f*** off. BS in the Morning.
Now, I know this isn't, you know what they say, oh, new trend, brr, when it's, you know, one person, like the male romper, like four guys wore it, and now it's the new trend.
I got a new trend, too. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You first.
Dude, have you heard of this thing?
Yeah. Okay. What is it?
So my friend's kid comes around, and he's young, dude. Like, I mean, he's probably like 8 years old.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got two scrunchies on his wrist, and I'm like...
Like actual hair scrunchies?
Yeah, like a girl would put in their ponytail or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is this? And he's like, oh, I'm a Visco boy.
Okay, I have no idea what that is. I already like it. What's a Visco boy?
Dude, I don't know. Apparently there's this app, and it's called Visco, right?
What?
Like TikTok, you know, one of those things?
Sure.
Or whatever. The other ones they use now, these kids
Visco
these days.
Boys. I'm Googling it, okay?
Yeah. So there, these things came out of this. Girls came out of it called the Visco Girls or something. It's like a way to act. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
So now they have Visco Boys.
Okay.
And I guess these kids are walking around with these dudes with scrunchies on their wrists. And when you're in high school, if you have a girlfriend, you wear your girlfriend's scrunchie on your wrist.
What?
Yeah.
It's like a promise ring.
I don't know.
But worse.
The Visco Boys. What the hell?
A Visco Boy can be a boy who uses the app Visco, the male counterpart to Visco Girls, or an ideal Visco boyfriend. It's coming off of stayhip.com.
876-3692. If you have kids and you know what a Visco is or whatever, please let
Visco
me know.
Visco Boy.
I'm out of the loop.
Boy version of a Visco Girl. Wears white Vans with Nike shorts and a Vineyard Vine shirt. Usually gets all his stuff from his parents' money, is what this says. I've never had a Visco boy.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. When I know people are like, my day. In my day, a Visco boy would get his ass kicked. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. People are a lot more accepting nowadays. Yeah. Of
Whose
of
ponytail thing is that? Oh, my girlfriend's. Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to drag you behind the racquetball court now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a better time now than it was then. I mean, really, who are Visco boys hurting? Nobody, that's really. True. You know
what I thought of the Visco boys? It reminded me of the
Visco boys.
It reminded me in the beginning of that 21 Jump Street movie where they meet all those kids, and then one kid's like, he pulls up in the Trans Am, he's like, nice car. What does it get, like 9 miles of the gallon or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nice car. Muscle cars are lame now. Yeah,
those are like the Visco boys.
Visco boy. Never. You know, I feel bad for that kid because he's 8 and he doesn't know
He has
better.
No idea.
But later in life, he's going to be like, oh, man, I used to tell people I was a Visco boy. You know?
Yeah.
That's like you with those bangs in your JNCO jeans
exactly.
and stuff. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yeah, except for I would beat the crap out of Visco boys with my bangs.
Listen to what you just said. Listen to that sentence structure. I'd beat the crap out of Visco boys with my bangs.
I would.
Well, thanks for coming during this break here, Greg.
Hey.
It's fine.
Visco boys.
Yeah, people want to talk about the Visco boys now.
The very being that personifies this very energy is with us right now.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Steven, what's up?
So when I first heard about the Visco, like the Visco idea.
Yeah. What is it? It's an app?
Well... I guess it's an app, but where it started from, it's like kids trying to mimic people from like the 90s or something, like Valley Girls. I don't know if you knew about Valley Girls from the 90s.
Yeah,
that's what they're kind of mimicking. It's like that concept. So it's like a hit back to the retro 90s or something.
Is that what it is?
When I read it, I was like, "Are you kidding? We weren't even half that stupid back then."
Yeah, no, like, I mean, we were stupid, but in a different way.
I was like, you guys missed.
Dude, there were so many stupid people back in the 90s. I don't want to...
No, it was really stupid, but in a different way. It wasn't you know...
It was really dumb.
Yeah, it was stupid, but they missed the mark on this by, like, weeks.
Here's a video of a guy. He's becoming a Visco boy.
Well, how do you become a Visco boy?
Apparently, you get some Crest White strips, is what it says here.
I don't know. Hold on. I'll watch it. So you've heard of this, though, Steven, is what you're saying.
Yes. I heard of it from my niece who was trying to dress up like one for, like, Halloween. Okay. And I was like, what on earth is it? Like, my sister said, Google it. I Googled it, and I was almost offended at how bad they missed it.
All right. So, all right, good to know. Thanks, man. This is a thing. Yeah. I didn't know this is a thing.
Visco boys.
You wear scrunchies on your wrist. Oh, boy. This is not good. This is not a good look, bro. I'm telling you. Not going to age well. I've never gotten into, like, fads, really. Like, the biggest fad I ever got into is I put gel in my hair.
Okay.
Like, when I was in junior high.
But you know what I mean? That Visco was the biggest boy thing. Is the next level of...
Is it, dude? You shaved all your head except for your bangs, and you bleached your head.
Yeah, but I didn't, like, take my girlfriend's name in marriage, you know? Like, whatever the hell they're doing.
I don't know, dude. This is all, I don't know. Like, Zach Morris would be a Visco boy. That's what I'm seeing here.
I guess. You know? Zach Morris would be a Visco boy.
There's no doubt.
What would Screech be?
Screech
Visco
is a
girl?
No, he's a dork, a dweeb. Now nerds are cool and the whole thing.
Here come the Visco boys.
We got new rejoin music. I know. We're coming back. Next break, we're coming back with that music. I guarantee that. Wow. All right. We got to do some more research on this. Dude, I wasn't even going to talk about Visco boys on this break. I wanted to talk about... this not new fad, but people are saying it's new fad because I guess there's some influencers, which is another stupid word I can't stand. Some dudes on Instagram are talking about perineum. You know, your taint.
Yeah,
they wanted to sun their beeholes. So what they're doing is, dude, not kidding. He goes, in a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your beehole, you receive more energy from this electric node than you would an entire day being outside with your clothes on. So look, dude, look at these guys. They're just laying in the sun.
That's a girl, isn't it?
No, that's a dude.
That's a guy?
That's a guy.
Oh,
they
my
have
God.
Dudes that are sitting there just laying on their back, a flying V with their legs, with their, you know.
Oh, my God.
Their man cannon pointing at the sun. And it is not good, dude. It's not a good look. Apparently, people are, and now, you know, this is what happens, dude. One guy does it. He gets like 85,000 likes, and now everybody's like, oh, I got to get those likes too, bro.
What are they doing it for? Does it give him energy or
something? They're saying it gives him energy.
So you absorb radiation through your beehole?
Dude, in the video he posted, there's three men laying, ankle locked with each other, flying V laying on their back, pointed to the sun. Like they're
like Abisco boys.
It's like they're natural solar panels, and they are laying down in flying formation. Look at this.
That's great.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
It's like the...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just like...
The blue hole pilots here.
Well, black holes swallow stars all the time.
Yeah. So. It's a good point. You can't escape the event horizon. Yeah. They said, look.
Dude, look at that whole group of guys.
Yeah, dude.
There's dude. Like a line of them with their legs up
in
the air.
Yeah, dude. It's horrifying.
Oh, my God.
It's horrifying. And then they said, look, they go, I've recently given up morning coffee in favor of sunning my anus, is what it says. There you go. Here's what 2020 is. We're on the cusp of 2020.
Yeah,
and
great.
We got Visco boys and sunning your beehole in the morning.
Yeah, with heavy creamer.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
Cool, man. What's your name?
Angelo Goldwing.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Colin. What up? You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooch to the Dooch.
Got that Visco boys.
Here come the Visco boys.
Call it.
China, dude. I guess we'll fire it off. This is the country I wanted to go to, but since
China,
since this dumb show made me more aware of what's going on in China, I no longer want to go there.
Yeah, but sucks.
I would love to go. Still want to go, but just nah.
I want to see the trees. Cool down. You know, the trees with the pink flowers or whatever those things are.
Are you talking about cherry blossoms? Yeah, that's Japan.
They have them both. No. Well, then I want to go to Japan.
Yeah, I think you want to go to Japan. Yeah. China. Dude, they had a rocket launch. This happened over the weekend, man. Last weekend, I believe. The booster from the rocket fell and smashed into a building.
Dude.
In a rural part of the region. No one was injured, but dude, you should see the videos of this thing.
They can't build anything.
No, they built the rocket. The rocket,
I know, but nothing they make works.
This is the booster. They just don't care where it fell, dude. Can you imagine sitting there, you're farming, you're just hanging out in your village?
The building that rocket fell on would have collapsed within the next week anyway.
That's not true. Dude, look at this. Look at the video. Can you imagine it's just a rocket falling out of the sky and falling onto your home?
Yeah, that would suck.
Like, just boom. Just there's rocket parts and debris. It's awful. And apparently some of the propellant is highly toxic and it's just leaking. Yeah. The smoke is yellow and just billowing out over the
I guarantee their government's like, yeah, sorry, too bad.
Yeah, tough, dude. Tough. No. No thanks. Not cool. Oh God. Now I gotta go to, if I go to China, I gotta worry about rockets falling on me.
I think it's the least of your worries.
Do you also see that cell phone companies in China are making, if you go and you get like a new cell phone plan, a new cell phone, they give it to you.
Yeah.
They make you scan your face because you're going to be connected to the internet. So they want a facial scan of every person who uses the internet in the country now.
I mean, we have that.
We do?
To unlock your phone, right?
No, but it's on your phone. This is the government.
Yeah, but
the government wants it.
They really want. Yeah, well, their government's horrible. They're horrible.
I know they're horrible. I'm so out on China right now.
They suck.
I wanted to go so bad.
They literally has prison camps going on right now.
I know.
Real ones.
No one's even talking about the prison camps.
Millions of people in there.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's because they're people of a different religion and they're throwing them in camps. Boy, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
No thanks. No thanks whatsoever. So
just because Panda Express tastes so good, we let them get with whatever they want.
It's not even like real Chinese food. Her Chinese food here, they just make it for us.
Yeah.
Dumb
American.
Like
American Chinese food.
Yeah, they're like, here you go.
That's like Italian food. I was trying to tell you, too. You go to Italy, you're not going to get the same rich food.
Oh, I've heard it's amazing.
It's not the same.
I guarantee it's not the same.
Italy's for people who are trendy like you. You would love it. Because you'd be like, oh, it's like fresh, whatever that stupid thing is.
Fresh food tastes way better than any canned stuff.
Well, I'm just saying. It'd be fresh, but not good. And you'd like it anyway.
That's not true.
Yeah.
It'd be fresh, but not good.
I'll give you a fresh piece of crap next time I make one. It'll make it good.
Yeah, dude, come on. If you make, I guarantee the food in Italy is delightful. I'm not saying it's
what
better
I heard,
than
it's
here.
It's a lot of mussels, and you know, it's not like real. Like when we consider food Italian food, they don't really have a lot of.
Dude, I know people, Americans that go to Florence.
Yeah.
That were like, it's amazing.
Yeah, they're trendy. They're the same people that use
trendy
chopsticks at sushi places for no reason, even though they know what a fork does.
I go about half and half.
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee you
didn't tell me. I know you use chopsticks. You have to use chopsticks.
No, I use it a little bit, and I go, okay, it's time for something more efficient, and then I just switch to the fork.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know what I use? A fork. I use an eating utensil.
Those are eating utensils from where they're
two sticks.
I know, but sometimes when I go to these, like a Japanese steakhouse or something, they look at me, and I'm using a fork, I just feel like they're going, I'm a stupid white guy.
Yeah. Well, can't you know what?
Know, doesn't even know how to, you know, uncultured. Do? Doesn't even know how to use a pair of chopsticks.
Yeah, great. You know what? Give him a pair of Velcro shoes. Be like, here, wear these then. Because we already know what shoelaces do. The Velcro's obvious. You know what I mean?
Well, there's that Seinfeld joke about, have they never seen a spoon?
Yeah.
It's not like you're out there plowing the fields with a couple of pool cues.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's an old Seinfeld joke. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Different cultures. It's fun. It's fun to immerse yourself into some things, you know?
Well, when in Rome, literally, I heard the food's not that good.
All right, would you go to any place other than the United States? where would you travel to? Because you're so anti-travel.
Yeah, probably.
The world is a vast and open
place.
It's
not that I'm anti-travel, like the actual act of traveling. It's that when we get there, I want it to be America.
No, you don't. That's the point of traveling.
I don't want to go. I know. I've seen this seedy underbelly on all these shows I watch of all these places, and I don't want to go any of them.
What do you mean?
It's just not America, man.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. That's why you travel.
Yeah, it's better.
So it's not America.
I know, but I don't want that. I want it to be America.
No. The point of traveling is to get out of your comfort zone, to experience different cultures, to immerse yourself, and you have a better grasp on how the world operates.
If I could do that without the bird flu, I'm in.
You can do that. You can do that without the bird flu. You might have to use a pair of chopsticks once in your life because they might not have forks in that restaurant.
Yeah, it'd be exactly.
I think you would love it.
What?
I think you would hate everything, but I think you eating other foods would be awesome.
I would hate
awesome.
The amenities. I would hate where you stay at. I'd be afraid of the bed.
Yeah, you know what? I never want to travel with you. Yeah. No wonder you and Steven travel together so well.
It'd be cloudy and weird all the time. It would be humid. It would never be nice. The
humid?
You'd have to chew the air.
There's
their air is sponsored by Kingsford. It's ridiculous over there.
All right. Is there one place you would go to besides America? Is there one place?
Depends
that
on how much money
to?
I got in my pocket.
You got unlimited funds. Where would you go?
Yeah, every Latin country.
Yeah, I know why you'd go to every Latin country.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with unlimited funds.
Oh, yeah. Sure, my pool cues or whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay. I love traveling, dude. I got like a list of places I would love to go.
Not me.
My wife this weekend just goes, wait a minute. So Belgium, they have chocolate, beer, and waffles? That's where we're going to next.
Okay, yeah, no.
We just travel by food.
No.
That's where I want to go.
You get anything you want in Vegas.
No, it's not
all
the same.
All food, and it's better.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And no, I'll tell you where not. I'll travel for a reason. Like if there's this place I saw where the whole ground looks like a mirror because the salt flats are so thin and so whatever it is, and like you can't even tell what's what. That looks cool. And it's like in Bolivia somewhere. Like, yeah, I would fly out there, you know, and just go watch look at that and then go home. But I don't want to stay in a hotel like, you know, or get in an elevator with a bunch of French people that smell or whatever.
Dude,
I don't
got to say, okay, America's great. I'm not taking away from anything from the United States. We have our problems, sure. But in general, we got things figured out here pretty well.
Better than anything.
Okay. But you cannot say that we have the best of everything.
Yes, you can.
And no, we can't.
And I hate when people are like, you haven't even been to so-and-so. Like, I've never been to Calcutta. I know I don't want to go there. I
mean, that's not my argument.
Yeah.
There's places I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Guess what?
I don't want to choke in space, but I know how to get there. I mean, I know where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it exists.
Yes. There's parts of this planet I don't want to go to, but there's other places that you got to know. It's nice to see that. There's places that do it differently than America, and it still works quite well. And it's nice to know.
It really doesn't work.
What are you talking about? You're saying that America has great. There's so many problems here. There's tons of problems. Other countries have figured it out already that we're fine. What are you talking about?
Mm.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sure. Says the guy who has no health insurance starting in 2020.
That's correct.
America's figured it out, bro. America's got the best of everything.
That's why I don't need health insurance, because I live in America.
What are you talking about? We pay more for health care, not just insurance. We pay more for health care than any other country on the planet.
Who cares?
And we have our life expectancy is going down.
People are dying earlier. Is like $8. I just wrap myself in an American flag, and it cures all my illnesses. Everyone knows that.
That's right.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
No, I am not aroused by this.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. Like the radio took a shit in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
Let's do it. Drunk line time. Something you could call. It doesn't matter when, man. Call it right now if you want. 702-315-3006. What you do is you get hammered. You leave a voicemail. We play it back on Mondays. And then the fifth man is going to vote on your drunken message. And if it wins, if it is deemed the greatest drunken message of the week, going to get hooked up with a prize, which is cool, man. So let's do this. Drunk line time, and then we'll vote.
BS Drunk Line. Sparkles, heard you got a stash. Don't cut it off just yet. And after Thanksgiving, I'll let the extra gravy off the stash. Oh, yeah.
To play the...
Okay.
That's nice.
Guy wants to lick my mustache.
Yeah. How about Sparks' stash?
Sure. That's it. That one makes sense.
Next message. Press 1.
Hey, finally up and back and running. I love it. Thank you so much. Whoever the f*** defrosted, whatever the satellite, whatever the goddamn radio, you know what? Thank you so much. I can finally listen to this f- on my bus and pace, and I can f- on my face, and then I gotta take a sh-
to play the next message.
Homeless bathroom?
Yeah.
All right.
Message. Press 1.
Oh, yeah. I just busted.
To play the next message.
Pizza busted?
Sure. That's the grossest one, dude.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, so I'm so drunk, but I'm just calling in to say that my might be hairier than Spark's mustache, but you know what? He's trying to grow it. Just like, let it be, okay? It'll get there eventually.
To play the next message.
How about Pixar? It didn't happen.
Sure.
All right.
Message. Press 1.
I'm so excited. I'm going to do my first drunk line call. Don't tell Mickey or Donald. They might get jealous. I got one thing to say, so here we go. Sparks is a douchebag. Toodaloo, bitches.
To play the next message.
Wow, we have this name a lot. Sparks is a douchebag.
Come on, we're not going to put it on there. Every time we do it, people just want to say it.
All right, Goofy's first call.
Okay, thank you.
Message. Press 1.
Hey, Lizzie. I really want to thank you, man, but I don't know about you. I'm so drunk off my ass. Thank you.
To play the next message.
How about Sounds Perfect?
Lizzie's type.
Press 1.
What's up, all you good looking mother? You're listening to BS in the goddamn morning. You got the beautiful Izzy over there that likes to climb rocks. I bet she climbs something else. Old mother Greg goddamn kicked the door jam. And then over in this corner. Yeah, I wonder if that Macaulay Culkin looking ass Russian weightlifting mother shaved his goddamn mustache or not. Only time will tell. Tally ho, you goofy bastards.
To play the next.
Okay.
How about Macaulay looking ass?
Damn it.
Next message. Press 1.
He's trying to claim. Shouldn't even be called that. Training to some nonsense. Some clown always calling in every day. Going home every day. Should be called the skit line by now. I'm actually drunk right now. I ain't winning. I want some muffins. But moonshine's always eating my muffins.
To play the next message.
Okay.
Gilbert's drunk?
Yeah, there you go. He's angry drunk, too.
Press 1.
Izzy. Izzy. Look at it. Look at it. I wake up in the middle of night with nightmares, hearing, look at it. It's not a beef burger. It's a taco.
BS Drunk Line.
Look at it. Look at it.
That's definitely the name of that one.
Yeah, no doubt. And you have to say it just like Izzy said.
Look at it.
All right, here we go. 876-3692. Time for you to call in here and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. Look, we are running low on time. So please stick to the votes. Here we go. Got a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
You got a spark stash, homeless bathroom, pizza busted. what do we? Pixar didn't happen. Goofy's first call. Izzy's type. Macaulay looking ass. Gilbert's drunk. And look at it. There you have it. 876-3692. The one with four votes will end up winning. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Let's go with the spark stash.
Spark stash. Thank you, sir. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
It's Macaulay Culkin looking ass.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Sparks his stash.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Izzy's type.
Okay. Izzy's type gets a vote. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Sparks is a douchebag.
Okay. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Look at it.
All right, thank you. Look at it. Got it. Thank you. What's your vote? Hello, what's your vote?
I forget.
BS in the morning, what's your vote? Come on, don't mess around. We're running low on time. Go, you're on. Hello, what's your vote?
Look at it.
Thank you. BS in the morning, go ahead. What's your vote?
Look at it.
All right, thank you. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Izzy's type.
Izzy's type. Wow, getting two. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Goofy's first call.
Okay, got it. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Look at it.
Look at it. Takes the win.
Hey.
There you have it. There's your greatest drunken message of the week. It is look at it. We'll play more of that. You're calling the drunk line 702-315-3006.
A shout out? Follow us at BS Morning Show on Twitter. Tweet at us and we'll shout you out on the show.
Shout out to the pizza who's always tweeting at us over there. You can follow us on Instagram too. It's at BS in the morning. Try to put things on there. I'm reading texts here saying people want to see the mustache since it's people keep talking about it.
You better not shave it.
I'm going to shave it, dude. I was seeing if you wanted to shave really it tomorrow on air.
All right, I'll do that.
The only thing is, I don't want Hitler, dude. Don't give me
No, I would never do
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to be associated
with Charlie Chaplin instead.
You son of a bitch. I don't want to be affiliated with Charlie Chaplin or Adolf.
Can I give you the three lines like Ice Cube's eyebrow or whatever that guy's name is? Not Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice.
I'll let you do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. All right, whose month is it?
It's my month, apparently.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's Izzy's, right? And then it's me, and then it goes to you. Yeah.
I don't know. Did she do one?
Yeah, we got to figure that out, man, when she comes back. Is that this week?
I don't know.
I don't know. You know how long it takes to do, though.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I don't want to just throw it on her.
Have at least a couple days.
Exactly. What was it? Do whatever you want. I got to write it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to shave the mustache tomorrow? How about this? Let's do this right now. 876-3692. Let's let the fifth man decide who should shave the mustache.
I already know
should
what
it be
do.
Greg or should it be Izzy? Because Izzy shaved the Vanilla Ice lines in my head last time.
Yeah, but I have a feeling. All right, go ahead. Let's do it.
Let's first of four votes or something.
Yeah. All right, Greg or Izzy shave
Greg
Spark's
or
stash?
Izzy? And then I want to know why. I want to know why you want Greg or Izzy to do this, because the reason behind it needs to make sense here. Joker is on the phone right now. I think he wants to talk about the mustache. Let's check.
Why so serious?
Joker, hello,
good
sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you finally decided to dispatch the stash.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's kind of like a bad omen here. I've been sick ever since I've had it, and so I just want to get rid of it.
Who brought that to your attention? That would be me.
Okay. I don't know if you can take it. You're taking credit for bringing sickness to my attention, like I wasn't aware of it?
Well, maybe not physical sickness. I'm hoping for mental sickness later on.
Oh, sure. No, that's real. That's good.
But as far as who gets to shave it, oh, by far, Greg.
Why?
Oh, I think we're going to have a lot more fun being sadistic with you.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, fine. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Red Cross, Sean.
Hey!
You're going to hate me in a minute.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Let's start with a reason why. Start with, and then at the end, tell us who it is.
It's going to be hilarious.
All right.
That's why.
All right, there you go.
Greg gets to wax your mustache.
No! Yeah! There's no wax going on here.
Hey,
just
I like
a nice
that.
Clean shave like a man in a barbershop. That's all I need.
Oh, wow.
Why wax it, dude?
Because it's that hideous.
Yeah. It's not. It's not that bad.
No, wax it. Yep, Greg gets to wax it.
Yeah,
two votes for Greg.
Tomorrow.
Let's go to, who do we have here?
Red Cross has a...
Oh, Davey, that is awful.
Hey, David.
You should keep it.
You're saying don't shave it?
Don't shave it and have Greg lick it.
All right, we'll put it as a third option. Greg has to lick my mustache. How about this? If Greg wants it to shave it, he's going to have to lick it.
He has to lick it off whatever he shaves.
I have to lick off whatever I shave?
He's going to shave it, and then you're going to lick off the stubble? That's disgusting. God.
Speaking of which, I have some special clippers to use.
You are not using your pube clippers on my face.
What are you talking
Bro,
about?
These are going to be clean.
No, they're
clippers.
Clean.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You shave your balls with those things.
Yeah, and then my balls are clean.
No, no, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
No. Greg Lick gets one vote.
Nah.
I don't want you vote. That's not, okay, no, never
You're
mind.
Voting for me to
no,
lick
yeah,
mustache?
Yeah, what am I doing here? I thought it was punishment for you, and then I'm like, Greg's going to have to lick my face. I don't want that. What the hell's going on? Off the table. Hey, Big John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who's shaving?
I think Greg should do it, but after he drinks, like, a couple of bottles of liquor.
I'm in.
No! We're not getting Greg drunk tomorrow and then shaving my mustache. He's going to be drunk wielding clippers near my lips.
The same shavers that he uses on his balls, he should trim freaking Steven, the cleaning guy's back, and then do your...
God, no! He's no... What is this, a wheel of punishment all of a sudden? Dude, I'm doing you a favor. I'm getting rid of my mustache.
You should leave it.
No, this is the finally get rid of the stash. Save us from all of it, Greg.
Yeah.
Dude. All right. This is not turning out the way I wanted it to turn out at all. I just wanted one person to shave my mustache. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine.
Hell, I'll
we
do it tonight.
Voted. I would do it. They said.
No, we have three votes for Greg, zero for Izzy.
Yeah.
Who do you think should shave my mustache, either Greg or Izzy, 876-3692? The text line right now says, it went over to Instagram, it's on there. The mustache is on Instagram. At BS in the Morning on Instagram. And people either hate it or love it.
I love it, but if you're going to shave it, I'm doing it.
I don't know why you love it.
It's amazing. It's got to stay.
It's amazingly ugly.
No.
It's pathetic.
It's great.
It's gross.
Best thing you've ever done to your face.
It's so blonde and disgusting. People look at it, and I have to tell them, like, dude, I'm not going to keep it. And they're like, okay, good. I wasn't going to say anything. You know?
It's so great.
It's so gross. 876-3692, if you want to vote. We just need either Greg or Izzy. Greg's not going to lick my face, okay? So stop texting that in, please.
I mean, not on air.
Reese.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so... I got a suggestion. Maybe Greg should shave his mustache and then wear it.
Yeah, wear Sparks' mustache?
Yeah.
Stupid. But I got to put it on top of I already have one.
Greg has like dark. Yeah, Greg's got a beard.
That's fine. I'll do like the Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good idea. We'll think of something to do with it.
All right. So you're saying Greg then. Is that your vote, Reese?
Yep.
All right, that's the winner.
All right, tell everybody else we got it. Thank you, Mateo.
Oh, man, this is cool. I didn't know I got to do this tomorrow.
I'm not looking forward to this now. I was looking forward to getting rid of the mustache, and now I'm really not liking it. If you got any suggestions on what Greg should do, 876-3692. I don't want to wax it. Please, no wax. Please, no back hair of Steven. That's horrifying.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's the design that you should be worried about.
Don't draw a penis.
No, don't worry about it, dude. It's gonna be fine.
It's my face, dude.
I know.
I don't like this at all.
I don't like your face either, but...
No, I don't like what you're...
I'm going to make it better.
When you're this happy about something we're doing on the show, it always ends badly for me.
Oh, man. That sucks.
God.
No BS.
876-3692. You are in for a certificate to two to see the brand new surf show called RUN. Over there at the Luxor, the first live-action thriller by Cirque du Soleil. Let's go with caller number 18. Good luck to you. You are in for that one. And should be fun. I guess tomorrow we're shaving the mustache. Greg is the guy who's going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Whatever, man.
I don't want it.
Takes 12 seconds.
Yeah. But a lifetime on the internet, Greg.
It's true. Write it down.
Oh, jeez. That was a good one.
I wish I could just take the drops now.
Get out of here.
But I'll wait.
Hopefully Izzy will be back.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Let her. We'll let her tell you.
Yeah, we'll let her tell her own story.
Nothing major, though.
No, nothing. Doesn't seem too major, so she should be back. It should be a fun show tomorrow. Make sure you're listening for it. Let's go to... What are we looking at? Line three there? Mateo, thank you very much.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Yo, Matt, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
This BS show member got ripped off for Thanksgiving dinner. Was it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
Wow. Okay, I'm just going to take a wild guess here and say that it was Izzy.
Ooh. I'm sorry. That is incorrect,
sorry,
Matt.
Bud.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There he goes. Hangs up on himself.
Hey, what a gentleman.
Like a true gent.
But there's a squeak, all right? It's Kenny.
All right, you little bitch.
Kenny, how are you, sir? Kenny. Hello?
Hey,
how are you? You good?
All right.
Okay. Who got ripped off on a Thanksgiving dinner?
That would be Sparks.
Hey! You got it! Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Kenny?
Very much so.
Ah, good, dude. I'm
good, man.
I'm glad you had a good one. At least someone
did. Well,
it
had to be good.
Okay, good. Why is that? Why did it have to be good?
I lost my dad on the 14th, man, so.
Well, that's I guess it's better than that.
Yeah.
So all the family together was a good thing.
Oh, that's
right
good.
Right on, man.
That's at least a positive note. All right, and at least you're getting hooked up with something. Hold on the line, get some info.
Thanks.
Sorry about your dad. There you have it. That's it for the show. We are out of here. Carlota is up next. Hopefully you're getting back into the swing of things. We'll see you tomorrow. The mustache leaves my face from Greg's hands.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
Use my face as a glory hole.